in this week's parsha, at the end of the parsha, we have the famous statement that Klai so said of Naseh v'Nishma, and Chazal point out the fact that the Naseh became before the Nishma, the godliness of Klai so. Underlying that statement, there's a question which begs to be asked, that each member of Klai so says Naseh v'Nishma. We would assume that the words weren't Esev v'Eshma, I will do and I will hear, but we will do and we will hear. So each person in Klai Yisrael is really speaking for all of Klai Yisrael at that moment, saying we, Klai Yisrael, will do that. Now they had not consulted with each other beforehand. It seems to be that this was a spontaneous response by Klai Yisrael. And each member of Klai Yisrael was confident and able to get up and say, you know what, we're going to do it. How did he know? How was he able to know that? So this is a question sitting in the back of my mind for quite some time. But this week I was visiting Rabbi Yossi Sandberg, and met a rabbi here in the community, and he asked me this question, and he gave the following answer. He gave an analogy to the world of sports, which I can't claim credit for. That there was two hockey players, one of the greatest hockey players, and he was describing his relationship with one of the people that played with him, that when he would pass the puck to him, he didn't have to look. He knew the person was there. They had such a level of a connection, the symbiotic relationship between the two of them, that the connection was such that he knew the person was there for the backup. He knew the person was there. He knew exactly where he fit. There was no question about it. So there's a phrase in Yiddish that a heart feels a heart. So each member of Klai Yisrael, when we come to Sinai and Klai Yisrael's Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, they felt so connected, they felt so confident, they felt so clear of the understanding of each person. Each person was able to say with a confidence, with a clarity, I know that not only am I ready to undertake this, I know that the people around me and all of Klai Yisrael is ready to undertake this. We feel each other, we feel connected, we're able to do that. A tremendous strength, the koyach of being able to be connected and feeling connected and being able to say that is a phenomenal thing. Possibly another answer to the Naseh, the ability to say Naseh, was not so much that I knew what was in somebody else's heart, but I felt such a level of responsibility for somebody else, that I would do what it takes to make sure he'll be able to do it as well. Without Klai Yisrael accepting a actual arvus, which it seems to be, according to Rashi points out, the actual arvus did not take effect until they went into Eretz Yisrael. So this wasn't an arvus which Klai Yisrael was, quote unquote, expected or forced to accept for other members of Klai Yisrael. That was part of the part of their chiyuv. But rather, the natural flow is I care enough and I'm concerned enough that not only will I do it, but I'll make sure that you do it as well. The famous story with Noach Weinberg, about that he says that he met an individual who said he made a very old, elderly woman, a balas tshuva, which is quite unique because usually people do not change at those moments except for right by their deathbed. He says because she was a patient in his nursing home, she complains to the authorities that he was treating her differently, giving her kosher food when everybody else was getting non-kosher food. And he had no choice but to convince her to become frum. We understand that we have no choice. We really, really care, and it's an imperative. We would make tremendous differences in people's lives and be able to change them. So that's the Nasa. I can feel confident to say Nasa because I will make sure that everybody in Klai Yisrael will do that. So either it's because I'm confident, I feel your feelings, and I feel your emotions, and I know that you want to do that, which comes about because I care about you, and you care about me, and we feel close enough to be able to do that. And the fact that I care enough about you is I'm able to say with confidence it will happen because I will make sure that I will help you along the way as well. Have a good Shabbos.